You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith in the next segment. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And that is the lineup for today. Jeffrey's got Smokeslam Barbecue, the barbecue contest, all weekend long. Jeffrey, I was reading my Daily Memphian today, and it was a story by Jody Callahan on Smokeslam. Were you down there last night?
I was indeed, Jeff.
Okay. And I don't know if you've seen this piece yet.
I've not.
But it led with the story of Alex Boggs, of course, of Huey's fame.
Yes.
He's one
the
of
captain.
The, one of the, yeah, and the captain of Sweet Cheeks. And, or a captain or the captain?
He's the captain.
Okay.
The captain. He may technically be a captain, but he's the captain.
And I need you to explain something to me.
All right.
Because he was doing something in preparation for the weekend, as captured in this story. It felt to me like it was quite extraordinary. Do you have a sense of what I'm talking about?
I do not.
He was getting an IV.
Yeah, I mean we're old.
He was getting an IV of
we can't do it like we used to.
And he wanted to make sure he was.
Yeah,
he,
at this point, it's like that's what you got to do to survive the weekend.
By the way, I've never given myself an IV. Do people give themselves IVs?
So
have
you don't,
seen this?
I don't think people give themselves IVs, but like there's these companies that will like offer it as a service, and then like a nurse comes in and administers.
Oh, and then they come and they give you the IV?
Yeah.
I see. Down there at Smokeslam.
Yeah. It's a bachelor party thing. Like, yeah, it's a good indicator that you're washed.
but game, but still game.
Yeah, no, it shows the true like heart of a champion. Like you're just
a champion, man.
You're laying it on the line. Like,
okay,
shut up, Jamal Murray. Like you're playing, sickness. We do it too.
This is the barbecue equivalent of Willis Reed or Jordan's flu game, right? I mean, this is what this is.
Well, Jordan was
the heart of a champion.
It's probably I'd say the Jordan flu game is probably the best indicator because Jordan didn't really have the flu. He was just hungover. Oh, some bad pizza. Oh, really? Okay.
I got all kinds of ways I can go today with this radio show. Do you know how you're starting your radio show?
Not a clue.
All right. Well, I got a million different ways I can go. Obviously, there were significant games last night. There's significant games tonight. We'll get to all of that. Chris Harrington, by the way, in his piece at the Daily Memphian today, he outlines the likelihood that the Grizzlies will end up with Giannis. And we will talk to him about that in addition to other things.
Important work.
When he joins us. But I'm going to start because there's some interesting stuff going on. This is the weekend when we got tonight we got the Redbirds rebranded as the Barbecue Nachos, right?
That was
on the record.
I would say that is the thing I've been asked the most about was our show last week with Walker.
And what are you asked?
I mean,
people ask you.
Just like, you know, it's the you know,
you just comment on it.
I think most people are on the side that Walker Taylor's telling the truth.
I think it's pretty established. I don't honestly think there was the most you can say about Ernie Miller, when his role in this is not insignificant. In other words, but it's pretty clear. The inventor was the commissary. And then popularizing it and expanding its reach, I think, is Ernie Miller. I think that's pretty clear, because the truth of the matter is that you needed someone first to invent the barbecue nacho. And we know now, pretty much indisputably, that's the commissary and an employee of the commissary. But then people were buying it at the commissary, but it really did take off as a Memphis phenomenon when it was connected with baseball parks. And that was done first over there at the fairgrounds, and then it was done, and then it carried over. The reason that people think, oh, barbecue nachos, AutoZone Park, invented by AutoZone Park, well, it's because they were invented, because they were really, and this is truly when I first became aware of them, at Tim McCarver. And that's Ernie's truck. So I think, but if we're talking about invention, I think the case is very clear. Anyway, barbecue nachos, until now, I think we have to say are undefeated, don't you think, Jeffrey? That's my point, is that, and tonight they're going to have to put that record on the line.
Yeah, I think you've just nailed it right there.
Yeah, barbecue nachos undefeated. So so that's happening. But then also, from the intersection of food and sports, we have the Kool-Aid Jaw 2.
Yeah, of course.
Dropping tomorrow. Now, the Kool-Aid Jaw 2s cost $130 if you want to get your hands on some Kool-Aid Jaw 2s. Drew Hill has a piece at the Daily Memphian sort of outlining the genius. Could I wear the Kool-Aid Jaw 2s? I don't think so. I don't think I can. Because you got a blue raspberry on the left foot. That's a blue shoe. And then you've got the cherry on the right foot. That's a red shoe. Okay? Then in addition, you've got the Kool-Aid man, you know, the cartoon character, right? He's that little dude in the little pitcher of Kool-Aid. He's on the tongue of both sneakers. The Nike swoosh seems to be breaking through a wall, just like the Kool-Aid man did during those legendary commercials. And then you've got, there is beading, according to Drew, to the outside of each sneaker, which aims to look like the condensation sweating off a pitcher of...
A fresh pitcher of Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's already, of course, worn these. He wore them on April 10th. He debuted them against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But available to the public via the Sneakers app. Oh, today, Friday, 9 a.m. You may have missed it already because it's Friday, well, 9 a.m. Central Time. They retail for $130. So there you go. It did make me think about, though, two things. One is, when is the last time I actually drank Kool-Aid? Not metaphorically.
Yeah, I know
but
what you
literally.
Mean. Yep.
When did you, by the way, that's kind of an insensitive reference, drank the Kool-Aid, right? We know what happened when the Jim Jones group drank the Kool-Aid. But when did you last drink Kool-Aid?
Well, I'm an MUS kid. So, I mean, I would say by being an MUS kid, you just drink the Kool-Aid in general.
No, but actually drinking Kool-Aid.
I literally don't. I have no clue. I cannot.
Any recollection of drinking Kool-Aid?
I mean, I have drank Kool-Aid before, but I will also be fully transparent.
Kool-Aid era, Kool-Aid, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, it was still kind of like, but Kool-Aid, of all the sugary, you know, the sugary bad for you drinks, Kool-Aid was never my jam.
Well, I mean, I think Kool-Aid now, I guess, I don't really know. Is Kool-Aid pre-made and sold like Powerade? By the way, I heard your discussion. Mm-hmm. What the heck were you talking about the Powerade Gatorade thing with 2 weeks ago?
I believe with Coach Hurd.
And you were breaking down
yes.
which were delicious mm-hmm. and which yes. were crap.
Yeah, I would consider myself the leading Gatorade Powerade expert in the United States of America.
Hasn't that, I don't know, maybe we should get Fishman on the Kool-Aid thing. Has Kool-Aid, it feels like Kool-Aid's been kind of lapped by all these other drinks that people now go to the...
Well, Kool-Aid never marketed itself as like a rehydration drink.
Yeah, but what's the sun? What's the sun?
Sunny D, Sunny Kiss. What?
No, the pouches of
Capri Sun.
Drinks. Capri Sun.
Yeah,
like hasn't it also then been lapped by Capri Sun?
I mean, Kool-Aid? When I was growing up, yes, it had lapped. Like the cheap
because
there were Kool-Aid versions of Capri Suns in like the metallic, and they were if you saw somebody with that, you're like, oh, that's you got the knockoff.
Well, Capri Suns, yeah, the role that Kool-Aid played in the 70s or 80s with the pitcher and the beads of condensation on it, and that's how we were as children growing up in the 70s and 80s, that's how we were refreshed with a pitcher and little paper cups, and they'd pour the Kool-Aid in and you would drink the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happened. Now, when I was raising my kids, it was all Capri Suns. You'd stop, you literally with a regular stop at the grocery store. You got to get a box of those damn Capri Suns with a little straw that you jam into the side of the pouch. So it's funny. Like, but then there's the whole other use of Kool-Aid. And this is one that as a Yankee, I don't really understand. And I totally admit it. I admit it. It's an area of absolute ignorance for me. But it was Ray Bianca who does the early word at the
yeah.
Daily Memphian, and this is becoming a heavily Daily Memphian segment. But that's because the quality of the stuff over there is so compelling. She was talking about she was referencing Drew's piece, and she said, "Now I have a hankering." Although I don't know if she used the word hankering for some Kool-Aid flavored pickles. And
I'm going to say that makes one of us, Bianca.
Yeah, I think it's purely a Southern thing is Kool-Aid flavored pickles, but it very clearly is a Southern thing.
I don't
right?
think you can lump us into that. That feels like an oddly specific.
You think it's an African American Southern thing? That's what I think too. Maybe
that, but like I've never heard.
Is it
of
a black thing? No, you've never. You've heard of Kool-Aid flavored pickles?
No,
you have never heard of Kool-Aid flavored pickles?
No.
Okay, I need. I wasn't going to do this, and this is a problem because we're not in the same place. And if I open,
you
want
a poll
phones,
question?
No, I want to. I'm going to open up the phones, and this is a problem because I don't know when you're answering phone calls because we're not in the same place. But I need someone to call and explain Kool-Aid flavored pickles. I cannot believe you have never heard of Kool-Aid flavored pickles.
I don't think I only. They really need that much of an explanation.
4, 4, 5. No, yeah, I do. Like, why? Where were they? What's the derivation?
Okay,
are they delicious?
Oh, you want the okay? You want the historical background?
I want anything you
want
to tell me
about Kool-Aid. You want the origin story? Okay,
either origins or why they're delicious or who eats them. And as a Yankee, again, I'm a New England Buffalo / Yankee, and I don't understand Kool-Aid flavored pickles.
Okay,
4450929. 4450929. I need. And
I will say this.
This has to be explained to Jeffrey
boding,
as well.
This
as
is
me.
Boding well for me. Our lines are not exactly lighting up.
Well, I just gave the phone number. Maybe mm-hmm. no one. Okay, maybe they're not a thing. Maybe I'm inventing this, but I don't think so. 4450929. 4450929. Maybe one of you
right now.
Go ahead, Jeffrey's gonna. I just don't believe that. I can't believe that Jeffrey has never heard of Kool-Aid flavored pickles. I once I came down here, it was a little bit like boiled peanuts. Boiled peanuts, something up in the north. You what with a peanut? You boil a peanut? And when I moved to Alabama, I became familiar. I still don't really like boiled peanuts, but I became familiar with boiled peanuts. I don't know that I've ever had a Kool-Aid flavored pickle. But that's because this is not my, I did not grow up here. So Jeffrey is fielding calls, and someone's going to explain the pleasures or the history or the derivation or whatever you want to tell me about Kool-Aid flavored pickles as the Ja2 Kool-Aid shoes drop. And maybe I sound like a complete ignoramus here, but I'm mostly shocked that Jeffrey had.
No, I have a brand. This should be right up my alley, but
nope. But you go. You're a hunter, man. You're a hunter.
Yeah,
you're
a good story. I got a good story for you about last night. But let's start.
Do we have some calls?
Yeah, let's start with Mark in Bartlett. Mark, you're on.
Mark, explain this.
Hey,
I'm good.
Been in the South. Good. Hey, good. Enjoy the show. Been in the South all my life. I have never heard of Kool-Aid flavored.
What?
Never. Never heard of that.
Go away. You're no help whatsoever. Not only that, you're on Jeffrey's side. This is terrible. We're off to a miserable start, Jeffrey. 4450929. 4450929. Well, am I making this up? I'm not making this up.
I don't know. Let's ask Jonathan. Let's ask Jonathan in Memphis. Jonathan, you're on.
Jonathan. Hey, I'm from Memphis. So Kool-Aid pickles. I grew up with Kool-Aid pickles. It's a black thing. I'll tell y'all, it is a black thing. It's not something.
It's not Southern. It's Southern black. It's not Southern.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm from the South, so I wouldn't say Southern black. So yeah, it is a Southern black thing for sure. The taste, not all Southern black people do it. The taste is kind of bitter because before you add the sugar to the Kool-Aid, it's a bitter powder. So the bitterness and the sourness kind of combine to make a, it's an okay taste. It's not.
But wait a second. You don't add, like in a regular Kool-Aid, if you're making Kool-Aid, you put in like heaps of sugar. When you're making Kool-Aid pickles, you don't.
Nah, some people do, some people don't. See, and that's the thing. So it's like I wouldn't even say it's a delicacy, but it's a preference thing. So you can add sugar to it, you cannot add sugar to it. For me, I used to put candy cane sticks in my pickles. That's what I use pickles.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you clearing some of this up. By the way, Bianca, who does the early word, not black, and she was. Just this morning, lusting for some Kool-Aid flavored pickles. So maybe it's one of these things that, it's a crossover, a melting pot. Are we done, Jeffrey? Or
no, Jeffrey, you've inspired the masses right now.
That's my job.
Yeah.
That's my job. Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff, we get
just being informed.
Yeah, of course. We get our friend Nick in downtown. Nick, you're on.
Hey there.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, so as a hater of pickles, I started seeing them, and I go to a bunch of gas stations I drive for a living, so I started seeing them popping up in, like, gas stations and stuff, and,
I don't think it's new. You're a hater of all pickles or Kool-Aid flavored pickles?
I do not like pickles on anything. People like me because I will always give them their pickles.
Okay, let me ask you this though: are you a purist? Like, if you go to a Chick-fil-A, do you have to order it with no pickles? Are you content to take the pickle off and still have that pickle residue on the chicken sandwich?
I have to order it without pickles. I honestly don't eat the chicken sandwich anymore. All that much because I forget to order it without pickles.
Oh man, that's a man who hates pickles. All right,
but
thank you.
I respect the commitment. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just the whole pickle craze. I mean, I don't know, if y'all have ever heard of the pickleback shots.
I like pickles, and that's disgusting. I'm with you on that.
Totally
agree.
It's all just too much.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Jeffrey. Yep. What is a pickleback shot?
Should
we not talk about it on the radio?
I mean, it's.
Oh, never mind. Let's liquor. Go. Keep going.
I mean, it's
next,
not. It's not.
Next,
it's
next.
Just, all right.
What, do we have any more?
Oh, yeah. We got four more, Jeff. Let's go.
Okay, well, if you're on, we'll take the call because there's, I guess, it is in the end, it's technically a sports talk show and we have to renew our
Jeff
sports
Cox
talk license. So we got to renew our sports talk license at some point. So there's a limit to how much pickle talk we can squeeze in. If you're on, we'll get to you. Who do we have?
Jeff, let's go to Charlie in St. Louis. Charlie, you're on.
Hey, how are we doing today?
St. Louis. How is St. Louis today?
Oh, St. Louis doing okay. I've been up here working for a minute, but I'm actually from West Memphis, Arkansas.
Okay. And how are the Kool-Aid pickles in West Memphis?
I started with Kool-Aid pickles when I was like 10 years old. My one of my friend's moms, Miss Bye Bye, who is a neighborhood candy lady in West Memphis, everybody know her. She's been doing Kool-Aid pickles since I was like 10 years old. That was the only place I had seen them at that point. Now they like worldwide, I guess.
Like you'd go to her house and she'd offer you, hey, would you like a Kool-Aid pickle?
Yeah. She said your Kool-Aid pickles. She had penny cookies, freeze cups, things of that nature.
That's a good woman. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Go Tigers, go Grizz. Yeah.
Go Tigers, go Grizz. Appreciate it, Jeffrey. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Steven in Memphis. Steven, you're on.
Hey, Steven.
Jeff, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good. What can you tell me about Kool-Aid pickles?
Okay, so here's the origin to it. So it started around 1995, 96. But when I'm like 41 years old. So around 95, 96, we used to actually get like Kool-Aid and sugar and put in a Ziploc bag and we'll shake it up. And then somebody came one day with a pickle and started dipping the pickle inside of the Kool-Aid and sugar pack. And that's how it all started around that time.
And you think you know exactly when it started, in the 1990s?
Right, around the 90s. Like I said, I'm from Whitehaven. So like I said, we used to get
the pickle. Like them? Do you enjoy them? Do you enjoy a Kool-Aid pickle?
Well, no. I did because, you know, it had a sweet and sour taste to it, and I wasn't a big fan of it, but it was popular around elementary and middle school.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. That's the deal. Okay.
All right, Jeffrey. Where are we on this? Do we have anyone else to be done?
Yeah, we got two more, Jeff. Let's go to Lee in South Memphis. Lee, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, Lee. How are you?
All right, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm a little league football coach, and man, the Kool-Aid pickles are a best seller. You cut them in four,
really?
You sell them two for $1, and man, the kids go crazy for them.
You cut them in quarters, you said?
Yep, in quarters. And they sell for $2 for $1. And I mean, they sell out very quick. Like, that's one of the best sellers.
Really?
Little League football guys. Yes, sir.
That's great to know. We appreciate it. This is the insight I came for. Appreciate it. All right, and last call on this.
Jeff, let's go to LJ in South Memphis. LJ, you're on.
Hey, LJ.
Hey, man, what's up?
How are you?
All right. Y'all never heard of the candy lady, right?
No, I know the candy lady.
I'm asking Jeff Caldwell. He's from Boston.
I don't think I've heard of the candy lady. Who's the candy lady?
It's a person who probably couldn't get a business license or didn't want to, and she still made money.
Mm-hmm. An entrepreneur is what you refer to him.
Like a person in the neighborhood?
There you go, man.
Yeah. Well, we call him a hustler.
And what is that person in the neighborhood?
That's what it is. But I never heard of Kool-Aid pickles, but I heard I always did the peppermint sticks in the pickles. Man, that was good,
peppermint
man.
Peppermint sticks in the pickles.
Yeah.
And the candy lady would sell peppermint stick pickles?
Man, the candy lady sell what she could. See that?
Was she selling out of her house, or was she going like in their car up and down the street corner like an ice cream truck, or was she selling out of her house?
Well, she was in our house, but she had a car. She'll set them out of her car.
Or the, you know, the stand, you know, put the table up, the folding chair table. Like
there you go, man.
Yeah.
We're in a poor neighborhood. Remember that, man. Bye, man.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is exactly, and he totally exposed me. I'm asking Jeff Calkins whether he's heard of the candy lady. He 100% exposed me as an interloper. I've only been here since 96. I'm just getting the hang of things. All right.
I think we established, though, the Kool-Aid pickles are not exactly like a widespread phenomenon.
I think they're pretty widespread. Anytime... And they go like crazy at the youth football games, Jeffrey. You just quarter them and sell them two for a buck.
God, that was
And
such...
you go to a gas station, you see the Kool-Aid pickles. Anyway, and neither here nor there.
Important work.
I think we're wrapping up our Kool-Aid discussion. We could talk about Caleb Williams because I'm fascinated by the Caleb Williams story and that it dropped today. But before we do, let's get to the game last night. Surprised me. Denver beats Oklahoma City. It really came down to, I mean, honestly, the key to this may have been Julian Strother in that run.
Who had that on their bingo card?
Yeah, it was just nuts, right? But that is awesome. That is an awesome thing about the playoffs. I mean, you can get
the Julian Strother game.
What?
You get the Julian Strother game.
Yeah, you got the Julian Strother game. I mean, you had Jokic with 29, and then as you pointed out, you had Jamal Murray getting the IV. I don't know if he got an IV, but he was questionable with sickness. He had a big game. Christian Brown had a big game. But honestly, it was Julian Strother bounding off the bench in the third, all 15 in the second half. And that was sort of, I mean, there was at the end of the first half, toward the end of the first half, Oklahoma City was up by a dozen.
Yeah.
And SGA has to sit because of fouls. And so then they go on the run. You had Dort hits the three. And so the Oklahoma City's up by three at the half, but you felt like it could have been much more. And then you had the run, the Julian Strother inspired run in the second half. And that was sort of it. And so we got a game seven. SGA was himself. He was great. Jalen Williams was a disaster.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Like a total disaster, completely undone. And maybe this goes to the, you know, one of the truisms of sports, Jeffrey, that bench players, and Jalen Williams is not a bench player.
Role players. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Secondary players play much better at home. And we saw that because you got Strother, you had Christian Brown, you had like, and the truth of the matter is that if you look at all of the Denver starters and look at their imperfect stat plus minus, they crushed when they were on the court. Jamal Murray was plus 28. The Nuggets starters were dramatically better than the Thunder starters. And Jalen Williams was sort of a disastrously bad game. And so now you've got game seven. Oklahoma City still a 7.5-point favorite. They are 35-6 at home this year. They're 4-1 in the playoffs at home last year. Of course, the one loss did come to Denver. I feel pretty strongly about Oklahoma City here for a lot of reasons. One is I don't think Julian Strother can do that again. Second is they had 17 more free throws last night than Oklahoma City. And third is Oklahoma City was only 11 from 40 from three. Are those three things going to repeat themselves? No, but it's fun to have a game seven, right?
No, it's definitely fun to have a game seven. I guess the only question I have, though, is has Denver figured out a way to prevent, like, there's a reason I feel like Oklahoma City last night was 11 of 40 from three. Like, they have clearly made the effort to say, like, we're right. just not letting you get in the paint and go right at us. And if indeed that is repeatable, like, I do think the one issue that Oklahoma City has is I don't really trust them as shot makers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You trust SGA as a shot maker?
Not a three-point shooter.
No, not a three-point shooter.
Yes, yeah, but I trust him as a creator, but not a three-point shooter. And if they've figured out a way to...
You have to wager on this game, and it's a 7.5-point line right now. Which side you take?
I think Oklahoma City, because the story I think we're seeing from this playoffs, and honestly last year to a certain degree too, is the teams that have more depth are the teams that are advancing. And I think what you're seeing with Denver is, yeah, you get the Julian Strother game, but like, really what it boils down to is like they're just not very deep, and Oklahoma City's got more options.
Knicks Celtics tonight, game six. This feels like
Knicks better not lose.
This feels like a better not lose game for the Knicks. By the way, the get in price last I checked, $700 to get into this game. And it does feel like a better not lose game on the part of the Knicks. We don't have any games tomorrow because I think it's honestly because of the WNBA. They got the WNBA doubleheader tomorrow, so they've sort of cleared the decks for that. And by the way, the finals, the conference finals,
yeah,
start. The East starts Wednesday. The West starts Tuesday. The West starts.
Well, I guess technically, if Boston wins, that yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And that's true no matter what. So you've got a Sunday game seven between Denver and Oklahoma City. The winner of that game is going to have to get one day's rest, and then they're going to have to play the T-Wolves. So the T-Wolves were thrilled that this went to seven.
So is Indiana.
Well, Indiana's probably rusty at this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. They've gone from rested to rusted.
Yeah, Indiana is going to play next Wednesday, and I think they won Tuesday. Like, it's going to be 8 days for Indiana. So there you go on the NBA. PGA, weird first day, Jeffrey. You don't even want to discuss it.
I've never been more disappointed in a golf tournament.
Because they didn't do lift, clean, and place?
It doesn't even feel like a major. Like yesterday, it's not even just the leaderboard. It's like there's no juice out there. There's nothing exciting. Like, and then you see the leaderboard, and it's like the leaderboard's a reflection of how I feel about the tournament.
Johnny Vegas,
I want the good people, the PGA of America, to apologize to us. We have four great golf tournaments a year, and you've made this one of them.
Okay, what did they do to
I mean, they picked Quail Hollow first and foremost.
You've got Johnny Vegas, Ryan Gerard, Luke Donald.
Max Homa is now making a move that will be popular on the internet. Aaron Rye, like, it just feels like an opposite field event. Like, these guys were all playing like in Myrtle Beach last week. They weren't playing in Philadelphia.
But let me ask you this. What if they sold Kool-Aid pickles?
It's a great question.
If you could quarter them, sell them two for a buck, it's a major.
Can we maybe do an activation with the Jatus on site?
Something like that would do it. Or here's another thing. Everyone could like play for barbecue nachos, or like you could somehow involve.
Here's the one problem though. If we bring barbecue in, North Carolina is going to like somehow make it about
vinegar
them.
On that
yeah.
crap.
Yep.
They're going to put vinegar on that. Oh,
no, thank you.
God. Disaster.
You can't let North Carolina get their hands on this.
We'll talk to Jason Smith about the Caleb Williams story since he's his quarterback.
Williams.
Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams. Yes, because he's his quarterback. But it was kind of astonishing that literally here we are, a nice quiet summer. The schedule has just dropped. And all of a sudden, a Seth Wickersham book is about to come out, which says that Caleb was desperate to avoid playing for the Bears, that they met.
So was his father.
And so was his father, maybe more desperate. His Caleb Williams ultimately said, hey, after the visit, at least according to the book, I'll go there. This will be fine. But then when he went there, totally trashing the coaching staff. One scene that they paint is of Caleb watching film by himself because the coaches weren't available. I mean,
was a little extreme. I'll take up for Caleb here. Shane Waldron's a bad offensive mind.
Yeah, well,
they shouldn't have hired him in the first place.
It's a scathing, scathing review. So we'll see what Jason has to say about his quarterback and more. We'll do that when we return. Before that, I will tell you that this would be a perfect weekend to get yourself to Oak Hall. I was there recently, and every trip to Oak Hall is a delight, honestly. It is funny. I walk through the sport coat section, even if I'm not buying a sport coat, because they're so beautiful. And I start thinking about the next sport coat. So I got actually a bunch of weddings this summer, so I probably should get a new sport coat. But I was really there because I needed the Breck slacks, the most comfortable, good-looking pants I have ever worn in my life. Here's the truth. I got married. When I got remarried, I was wearing my Breck slacks, and these were perfect. And then the problem is I wore them so much. I mean, you can wear them, you can wear them with a sport coat, or you can wear them into your radio show. And I got freaking ink on them.
Yep. I have the exact same situation with my Bracks.
And so then I need to get, I mean, and then the problem is they're so comfortable, I want to keep wearing them.
Yeah.
And then I'm wearing them around with ink everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't put pens in your Bracks. I mean, or make sure you click it so that it's closed. But anyway, so I had to get new Bracks pants, and I had to get some new sport shirts for the spring and summer. The clothes are fantastic, but honestly, it's the folks who work there. JoJo like I'm an idiot when it comes to clothes. But whether you're an idiot when it comes to clothes or whether you know exactly what you want and you know, like, whatever, they'll talk about it on your life. Like, they've been doing this for a long time. They are brilliant at what they do. It is O'Call, a legendary clothing store right here in our own city. Jason Smith, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I am so thrilled to be able to start talking to y'all about another restaurant, a restaurant that I have been, as soon as I saw the review written up in the Daily Memphian, I'm like, I got to get there. And it's the Ragin' Cajun, which is a new place in Bartlett, 2740 Bartlett Road. And I talked to Mason Jambon yesterday, who started the place. And he described it as, and he's from Louisiana himself, and he wants it to be sort of an authentic neighborhood feeling place right there in Bartlett. They don't take reservations. The food is, I mean, I've seen the pictures and I read the review and I've talked to Mason, and it is exactly what you want in a New Orleans style place. It is, it's delicious po' boys. It's shrimp po' boys. It's, they've got an andouille sausage po' boy that I've got my eye on, a Nola roast beef po' boy. But then they got the blackened chicken pasta, the crawfish etouffee, and evidently, because it's really good, people have been, they've been doing a brisk business at Ragin' Cajun, and I honestly can't wait to get there. We have a food writer from the Daily Memphian who went there, and he got the po' boy. I think he got a shrimp po' boy, and he was just raving about it. The bread is from Leidenheimer, of course. It's they bring it in from New Orleans. By the way, this Sunday they're starting a real jazz brunch, a strolling jazz trio with an upright bass, horn, banjo, balloons on the tables, delicious brunch food. That starts literally this Sunday from 11 till 3. But I'm thrilled. As soon as I get back to Memphis, I'm going to go sample it. Mason Jambon was involved in Bounty, which I used to talk about and I loved and I miss every day. And so listen, if he's behind this, I'm behind this because Bounty was great. It's Ragin' Cajun. You can look it up at Cajun901.com, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. I will see you there. Joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John every single day from 11 until 2. Jason joins me now after, I can only imagine, Jason's a devout Bears fan from way back. And we got the news that Caleb Williams, and this came from Seth Wickersham's upcoming book on quarterbacks, was not thrilled to go to Chicago, not at all thrilled to go to Chicago, met with Archie Manning and others to think about how I could avoid going to Chicago, finally agreed to go to Chicago after visiting, but then some pretty harrowing tales of once he got to Chicago, including one story that he was watching film by himself because the coaches weren't available. What did you make of all this, Jason?
Not much to see here, because they fired the coaches that the two men, Caleb and his father, were concerned about. I mean, we've seen it before with Eli. John Elway paved the way for him, and then Archie and Eli, who obviously, Caleb, you just mentioned it, they went to and asked, hey, how can we do this? The Bears, Jeff, have made what, two playoff appearances since what, 2011? I don't know. You got to go way back. I mean, we've been poorly run. You know it as well as anybody. You had Pace, I think the general manager at the time, picking Trubisky and then Nagy, and the new GM inherits a mess. And then all of a sudden he's bringing in a new quarterback. And doesn't change the coach. And so it's, you've never, I was discussing this with Jeffrey yesterday, so he's heard all this before, but you've never had anybody on the same page. So they were right to question and to be cynical of the Bears. I mean, and I say that as a staunch Bear, I mean, as Bears fan number one. And what, so like I told Jeffrey yesterday, I was hoping that Bears fans wouldn't hold this against him, that you would understand this, and that this is not the first time someone's tried it. What are we talking about here? And this is the sort of franchise, at least the way, as they had said, we have screwed up plans for quarterbacks, that you would absolutely, if you were Caleb Williams, go check in with Archie and say, well, how'd y'all do it? And so what surprised me this morning was that Dominique Foxworth, who I really admire and usually find myself agreeing with, NFL analyst for ESPN, is saying, oh boy, Caleb's got all the pressure's on now. Bears fans, he's lost all his goodwill now. With true Bears fans can completely understand where the Williams were and why they would doubt that we would put together a good plan, and then go look at what happened this season. Waldron, who they were most concerned about, didn't make it to December. Then they fired Eberflus right after the year. This guy screwed off games. I mean, Jeffrey had me, getting all emotional about it yesterday, going back through it. The games the head coach blew just at the end, not calling timeouts. Washington, the Hail Mary, he had a timeout. Tyreek Stevenson's your guy. You're a defensive coordinator first. Point is, it was a joke. What they were concerned about was, and so what? I guess what surprised me a little, besides Dominique Foxworth being on that sort of side of, oh man, everybody in Chicago is going to come down on this kid. The fact that Carl, is that the dad? I think that's his name, the father. The fact that dad talks so extensively, apparently, with Wickersham, a little surprising because again, what we know now is that, and so I would question if that takes me to, okay, when were these interviews done? When was that happening? Because they got to be awfully happy with what the Bears did in terms of outbidding everybody to go get Ben Johnson right now. And so, you didn't do these interviews, you wouldn't think, last couple of months. And Wickersham wrote a book on this. And so there's no way these were recent. And I completely get where they were coming from. And so, Wickersham is awesome. It's going to be a great book because from what we have just seen in terms of the quotes that have come out so far, like, man, if those are just the teasers, boy, there's going to be some good juicy stuff in here. Wickersham's always got juicy stuff. But I just don't think this idea that Bears fans all of a sudden, we're going to hate this guy or be all over him because he questioned the plan the Bears were going to have for him and wanted to see if he could manipulate the draft. Freaking Archie and Eli did it. John Elway did it. Caleb Williams wouldn't have been the first.
Well, the funny thing is of course, I relate to this dramatically because once upon a time, the story was, and all Bills fans know this, that Jim Kelly cried when he was drafted by the Bills. Then he went to the USFL to avoid playing for the Bills.
Right. And
did that get it?
What year was that, Jeff? Was that 83 too? Wasn't that the year that Elway?
He was drafted in 83. And then he went and played drafted. For the USFL.
Yeah, because what Elway used was baseball, right? Elway used baseball as I'm gonna go take a year and go play for Steinbrenner. To get where he wanted to go.
But my point is, it did not stop us Buffalo fans. And then he had no alternative. He went to play for the USFL, then the USFL folded. So he had no alternative but to come to Buffalo. It did not stop us from falling in love with him. On the other hand, he was great. It's funny that the thing you bring that they were talking about this morning, because Dan Graziano was talking about it on Sportsmanlike as well. And the question was, is more pressure on Ben Johnson or is more pressure on Caleb because the heat's going to be on from Bears fans? I guess in the end, if he's good, no one will care. If he's
100%.
Not good, people will be mad, but not because of this. They're just going to be mad because, let's be honest, the weird thing is here, if he had forced himself away from Chicago and they would have taken Jaden Daniels, they would have been better off, it seems like right now. But I'm with you. I don't think it's going to there will be pressure on Caleb Williams, but it would have been there anyway. He's got to be good at some point in his career, right?
I told Jeffrey this too. Yes, he will be. The guy threw for over 3,000 yards. He only threw 6 picks. The reason that a lot of people look at Caleb Williams' season last year, he took the most sacks in the league, but it's like they just assign failure to it. I think a lot of that is the season that Jaden Daniels had, the unbelievable season he had. If you look at the numbers, Caleb Williams had the best season of any rookie Bears quarterback. Now, the bar's low. We'd never had one throw for 3,000. He went well over 3,000. I think it was 3,400, 3,500. and he rushed for another, whatever it is, 500-600. Like, I was messing with Jeffrey yesterday. All right, he's a plus 4,000, you know, yards in total yards. I mean, us Bears fans, look at that. I mean, that is a good year from a rookie quarterback in a system run that's, you know, put together by Shane Waldron and coached overall by Matt Eberflus, who was an absolute joke. And so with an offensive line that gave up the most sacks. And so there is enough there that, yes, you hope with Ben Johnson, supposed offensive genius, who's only got to really fix the holding on to the ball issue. Look, Caleb, you've got weapons. 1, 2, 3, get it out. We got to program that into you, right? You're doing that 70% of the time. You can do the off-platform highlight stuff the other 30, whatever it is. But you got to be doing this most of the time. Ben Johnson seems like a pretty ideal candidate to drill that into his head. Maybe it never happens, but point is, dude, we've seen enough already to have great belief in this guy, and I don't think anything that was said about the Bears and this coaching staff by that family or attempts at manipulating this draft is going to be held against him in any real way, especially if he opens up the season with a win over Minnesota, and he's playing Detroit again tough like he did last year, no picks, threw for over 600 yards. We feel like we got one, but keep in mind that bar has been super low. So if he's got lipstick on and she looks good, we're probably gonna. I mean, I was running around the house for Justin Fields when we drafted him. I mean, we're that starved. You know, I talked myself into Trubisky. So sure, this could go the other way, but I feel like I got a pretty good formula here.
The other Chicago news, of course, is we talked last week about the Pope's house that he grew up in. It was on the market. They took it off the market, and now it's being auctioned off, and it will be I imagine will go for a substantial sum. But the other thing that's happened is because the Pope is from Chicago, a lot of people have put money on Chicago teams to win titles. Like,
well, don't put it on the Cubs.
It has changed the odds. Do you have any greater hope for Chicago teams because the Pope is a Chicagoan?
I have absolutely factored it into the Bears' outlook this season. I've also attributed it to the Cubs barely taking 2 out of 3 from the Marlins, probably could have lost the whole series. But look at Jeffrey's Dodgers. I mean, Jeffrey's Cardinals. They have absolutely turned it around. I'm sure you heard the story. I think I've even heard you talk about it. The Cubs wrongly, erroneously put on the marquee the day of, he's one of us. Yeah. And then he comes out later.
That's a screw-up.
We lied on the Pope, Jeff. The Cubs lied on the Pope. He's a White Sox fan. He said it. His brother said it. He grew up a White Sox fan. Anybody in Chicago knows you're not both.
Time for Chicago sports, isn't it? The baseball teams aren't. I mean, obviously, White Sox were legendarily bad last year, although they're being eclipsed right now by the Rockies.
Bulls always a bad time. Bulls are total mediocrity.
The Bears.
Billy Donovan doesn't care, and we don't care about. Apparently, we don't care that he doesn't care. I mean, the Bulls are just stuck. But now Cubs, on top of division, I think Jeffrey's one game behind me now. The Cardinals have been so hot. But they're on top of the division, got one of the best offenses in baseball. They just don't have a bullpen. But all of a sudden, they're competitive again and probably going to make the playoffs. And so
So you got the Cubs and you got promise from the Bears.
And I have promise from the Bears who, yes, look to be hopefully on the way up. And so things aren't as bad as they may seem, although it's got a lot must be proven this season. Yes.
Jason, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Yeah. Jason Smith every single day, along with John Martin from 11 until 2. If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to go. I say that only because I can tell you why we went there ourselves. Claire needed an account. Some people like to go, you know, so she went to the one in Bartlett. Incredibly nice, incredibly helpful. Set up her account right there. And then she liked it so much when her son needed an account, she sent him there too. It's Leaders Financial. It's a credit union. So they put every dollar into better technology, better rates, better service. And you don't have to. They do have a branch in Arlington. They got a branch in Bartlett. They have 85,000 85,000 fee-free ATMs that you can get your cash from, but you don't need to walk into the branch. You can just download the app, and you'll see what I've seen, which is it is incredibly easy. You can do all your banking from your phone on Leaders Credit for Leaders Credit Union. It's leaderscu.com/ESPN. So Chris Harrington wrote a piece. He talked a little bit about this earlier, but he wrote a piece on the likelihood that Giannis will end up a Grizzly. I think we know not high. I think we know not high, but in the course of this, he talked about some other possible destinations for Giannis. We'll talk to him about that and more when we return. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.